Well, innocent until proven guilty is a well-known legal phrase in the U.S., but what about when you're no longer considered guilty, but not yet proven innocent? That's just a little of the complication of a case right now in Houston. Carrie Blakinger is one of the reporters covering the story. She writes about prisons and the death penalty for the Houston Chronicle. Carrie, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's start with a quick recap. Who is Alfred Brown? Why was he in prison and why isn't he anymore?
Well, Alfred Brown was originally convicted of capital murder in Harris County in 2005, and he was sent to death row, and his whole case was later vacated, and he was released in 2015 after it came out that some potentially exculpatory evidence had been languishing in a detective's home garage for a number of years, even after it had been subpoenaed. And the evidence actually helped confirm Brown's alibi. So the sentence was vacated, and the DA at that point, Devin Anderson, decided not to retry him. So, you know, he was released, he went home, and then he has since then been trying to get compensation for that time. And that's what the legal case now arises from.
Texans have probably heard of this before. If you're wrongly convicted and spend time in prison, the state is supposed to compensate you for that time, but it's not so simple in this case. And why is that?
Well, under the state statute, they need to be declared actually innocent. And he was not officially declared actually innocent. His sentence was vacated. They decided not to retry it, and he was released. But at no point did the district attorney declare him actually innocent. And that is what is necessary in order to trigger being able to get money under this statute. It's around $80,000 a year for each year in prison, and then an annuity after that. So it's a substantial amount of money, somewhere around $2 million in this case. But it requires the magic words, actually innocent, and that has not yet occurred.
So it seems like he has a case here, at least a reason to pursue a lawsuit. But why are the city of Houston and Harris County, why have they been trying to dismiss this lawsuit?
You know, one of their claims has been that it was filed too late, that there's a statute of limitations for filing a suit like this. And the dispute is whether it should have been from the time that his sentence was vacated in 2014, or whether it should have been from when prosecutors dismissed the charges and decided not to retry in 2015. So the federal judge in this case decided that the later date was okay, and that's what the case was filed in time for that statute of limitations. It would have been too late if they went with the earlier date when the charges were vacated.
And Brown's attorneys have also been arguing that that there's just sort of an issue in Harris County in general, a conviction culture. What does he mean by that?
The attorneys are alleging that there's been a culture of convicting at any cost, and that is in part referencing to some of the alleged behavior of one of the prosecutors in the case, who is accused of pressuring witnesses to change their testimony, you know, in order to get a conviction in this case. That is not what the case was vacated over. It was vacated over the evidence in the garage, as far as I understand. But this is one of the allegations in this lawsuit. And the idea is that this particular prosecutor's alleged behavior was a direct result of this culture of conviction in the prosecutor's office.
And so where does this case go from here?
Moving forward, they'll start taking depositions, and they have until March to decide if they're going to try to amend their complaint to try to get back in the case the one prosecutor who was dismissed from it. The judge in the ruling on Tuesday allowed most of the claims to go forward, but did remove one prosecutor from the case because the standards for prosecutorial immunity are pretty high. Now, Brown's attorneys have until I don't know, end of March to decide if they want to try to amend things and get him back in.
Carrie Blakinger covers prisons and the death penalty for the Houston Chronicle. Carrie, thank you again.
Thank you.